All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, what's going on, Grow Squad family? Good to not so much see you. Glad you can see me for those who are watching on YouTube and for those who are listening on audio, whether Apple Podcast or Spotify, those who can hear me. Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 19. That's right. We're trucking along. Thank you for all of those who have subscribed. In fact, let me just tell you again, our analytics telling us that about 72% of you all who are listening and are viewing or not subscribed. So let me invite you to subscribe to both the audio podcast, Spotify and or Apple Podcasts, and also subscribe to YouTube. You got a little tongue tied there. That's cool, right? So subscribe to YouTube as well. Share it out. There's somebody that can benefit from the things that I'm sharing with you, that I'm learning in life, that we're sharing together. In fact, I love the comments. I love when people email me. So drop down below if you've been impacted by something that I've shared. If there's an insight that you think others could benefit from, drop it down in the comments. I promise you, others will be the better for it, and we'll be better for it because we continue to give. Because the book that I read every single day says it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Check this out. Last time I gave you a teaser, you forgot? Yeah, I wrote an ebook. yeah. Go boldly, grow broadly, glow brightly. Go to gogrowglowbrand.com. There's a free resource right now that'll give you an overview of the ebook. And then there's a link also to secure that same ebook. So gogrowglowbrand.com. Go there. There's a free resource, a one pager that is ready, that kind of encapsulates the entire ebook. But then there's also a link for the ebook to go ahead. In fact, I'll drop it down in the show notes today to let you know how you can secure that free resource, and also how you can secure the 12 to 13 page ebook that's been prepared with you in mind. You know why? Because I think it's time for all of us to elevate. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how insecure or insignificant you think you are. No, you were made for more. You were made for more than what you're doing now. And this resource, I promise you, will take you to the next level. In fact, let's segue into where we are today. Today, we're talking a little bit about how to master your passion, right? How to master those things that you may do as a hobby. Sometimes people can turn their passions into profit. And I'm going to tell you a few things I've learned along the way as I've been using my gift, my passion, for the last 4 years full time to, in fact, make an impact, to have influence, and also to make a little bit of income. Let's go ahead and pray, and we'll move forward today. God, we thank you for all of your love, all of your blessings. I pray today for my friends down in Florida who are going through yet another storm, Hurricane Milton. I pray that you would, in fact, if somebody's listening to this on replay, it may have been a couple of weeks ago or maybe a few days ago, but right now in this moment as we're recording, we're praying for families, we're praying for children, we're praying for pets, we're praying for businesses, we're just praying for people at large, that you would be with them, that you would give them hope during this dire situation that they might be in, and let them know that a better day is coming. In fact, I pray that those of us that may have access to resources, that you would impress upon our hearts to do what we can to help others. In fact, sometimes when we're feeling down and out, the way that we can pick ourselves up, the way that we can be more excited about tomorrow is to help somebody else who's doing worse than we are. So give us the heart and the mind of God to help others along the way. We pray that in your name. Amen. How to help, how to master your passion. Tips on how to overcome challenges with regard to going full throttle with regard to your hobby. Now, what are you good at? Yeah, you ain't fooling me. Are you good at cooking? Now, you may think you're good. Now, there's a difference between your family being nice and telling you that you can cook and testing your recipes on strangers. It's so interesting to me because one of the businesses that I have never had a desire to go into in terms of ownership or leading is the restaurant business. Now, I frequent places to eat. We got to eat every day, right? But one of the things I've oftentimes not envied, but I've oftentimes thought about, how do people make it through the food industry, in particular restaurants? Because think about this. People actually depend on strangers to come in and patronize their business and to tell them, a complete stranger, if their food is good or not. Blows my mind, right? It blows my mind that people that are in that kind of catering business, baking business, depend on strangers to let them know if their recipes or if their food was a hit or if they need to make some tweaks. But whatever your hobby is, whatever your passion is, whatever you like to do as part of your favorite pastime, think about the fact that maybe, just maybe, you could turn that passion, that hobby, into something that may take you to the next level. One of the things that's interesting, because there are people who do, for instance, on the side, photography, right? There are people who on the side, they may tinker with cars, mechanic, right? There are people who may on the side may do what I do full time. There are some people who I know have a full time 9-to-5, and then they do public speaking on the side, right? Whatever it is, whatever you come up with today, whatever it is that your mind goes to with regard to a passion and or a hobby that is near and dear to you, think about and ask yourself, what will it take for me? What will motivate me? What will inspire me to take this to the next level? Now, there are those, check it out, who are saying to themselves, and I'm with you 1,000%, who are saying, I like my hobby to remain a hobby. That's cool. It's like, you don't want to be a full-time mechanic working on other people's cars, but you like working on your car. That's cool. Remember growing up, my uncle, shout out Uncle Matthew, my uncle was a master mechanic, man. Worked at several dealerships in our hometown, and then also worked over in the state of Texas at a dealership as well, a couple of dealerships. And so growing up, when I got my first car, I thought I was going to go to his house and get him to work on my car for free. And you know how we do. Yeah. I'm talking about people, especially from my neighborhood. I thought I was going to take my car over to Uncle Matt. Like, hey, Uncle Matt, I need a new timing belt or something I needed on that car. He said, okay, cool. Let me show you how to change it. I said, no. I don't want to learn how to change it. He said, oh, no, brother, I do this for a living. It's Sunday. I'm not working on no car today for you, right? I'm going to show you how to do it. I'm going back in the house, and I'm going to get my plate and go finish watching the game. In other words, there are some people who have turned their hobby, their passion, into a job. And there are some people who are saying, I want to keep my passion, my hobby, a hobby. Let me tell you some stats that kind of blew my mind. Freelancers Union and Upwork have given statistics to suggest that more than 35% of people that work in the U.S. are freelancers. And most of them started by turning their hobbies into side gigs or full-time work. So 35% of people, in fact, if you don't know what a freelancer is, have never been on Upwork. It's an awesome site where people who may have skills, whether it be writing, whether it be editing, whether it be photography, whether it be videography, whether it be, I don't know, I've used Upwork to get some graphic designs, artwork, whatever it is. It's a site where people, sometimes they're doing it full time, and sometimes people do it in their spare time. People who have voiceover talent, they don't want to do that full time, but they like the process of maybe offering their gift on the side, on the weekends or something like that. And so Upwork allows freelancers, entrepreneurs, or people who are not hired by them, but they're working for themselves, to use their platform. Of course, there's fees involved to use their platform and so forth and all that stuff. I don't have time to get into all of that. But they said 35% of people that work in the U.S., have turned a hobby into a side gig, meaning a second job. Or some people have turned it into a full-time job, making it their main source of income. It goes on to say, among freelancers, 60% say that they went into freelancing by choice rather than by necessity, often driven by a desire to pursue their passion. Now, that's interesting because people often will give me a compliment because of my journey in entrepreneurship. And one of the things a lot of people don't know, especially if you meet me, have met me in the last 3 or 4 years, people don't know that I didn't become an entrepreneur on purpose, right? I think now I'm looking at it now and I'm living out my purpose. But initially, I didn't become an entrepreneur because I wanted to be an entrepreneur. Initially, I left one job. I thought that I had another job secure. That job closed, right? And instead of going back to the initial job, I said, let me try something different, right? An opportunity for me to kind of open up doors, to move into another area was something that I had on my heart. I felt that God was calling me into a different season, a different lane, using the same gift to share with individuals across the globe. And so I made the pivot, and here I am. Now, I've been a communicator for over 20 years. Now, me being a communicator started off with me being put up front by adults because they saw that I had the gift of speaking. They put me up front because they saw that I had, I don't want to say the gift of gab, but I was pretty decent with words, right? Second plug, as we're talking, I actually wrote another book. It's a children's book. That's coming out next month. Yeah, a children's book called Go, Grow, Glow. And I talk about in that book how as a little kid, I fell in love with spelling tests because it was almost the gateway for me in other subject areas. In other words, I wasn't real good. I wasn't real passionate about math. I wasn't passionate about history. I wasn't passionate about the other subject matters. I wanted to go to school in elementary school and show you that I can make an A100 on my spelling test. Then I discovered that, hey, that led to me being a pretty decent reader. And I said, oh, wow, if I can read, then that means I can probably do good at geography. If I can read, that'll be the gateway now for me to do better in these word problems in math. If I can read, that'll open up doors, right? But it all started with me learning how to spell and falling in love with word structure, history of words, the etymology of words, so forth and so on. 45% of Americans, let me continue, have a side hustle, according to the Bankrate report. 45% of Americans have a side hustle. Again, with many of those side hustles originating from personal hobbies like fitness, writing, so forth and so on. Now, one of the biggest obstacles that many of these individuals or people, I should say, who have not taken the leap into turning their side hustle into an extra stream of income or whatever the case might be. They say, man, I've got too many things competing for my time. So there's a lack of time, right, for many because they say to themselves, I go to work all day. I've got a family. I've got people that need my time when I'm off the clock. So I don't have the time to put into turning my hobby into something else. I get that. There are people who have such busy schedules that they're saying, hey, there's no way. And with the spare time that I have, I get it. I need rest. Challenges that people oftentimes face, again, is their burnout with their first job. So I don't want to turn my hobby into a second job. I need that as a relief or release. There are other people who don't have the finances that they think that they need to turn their hobby. Because if you don't know this, you can't just go run a business off of faith alone. In fact, if you read the Bible, if that's your thing, what is my thing, the Bible says faith without works is dead, right? So it takes money. It takes more than just a good speech It takes money to run a business, run a company. Sometimes people don't want to turn their hobby into a side gig or another stream of income because I can identify with this. They fear that if they turn their hobby into real work, it'll take the fun out of it. It's no longer fun. It's no longer something I'm just doing without deadlines. Now you've moved the hobby into a job. Now I've got goals I've got to reach. I've got deadlines I've got to meet. My family is depending on me, right? Making sure that this is profitable in order for us to succeed and move forward. I get it. Well, here are some ways that you can look at and tackle if you're interested in turning your hobby into something that is more than just a hobby, but that could be of benefit financially, that could give you more reach in terms of influence and impact in the world, is set clear goals and actionable steps relative to your hobby and where you want that to take you. In other words, when I started year one with my speaking business, I had certain goals. I had monetary goals. I had goals every day in terms of how many people that I wanted to reach every month, how many people I wanted to be in conversation with, how many Zoom calls, discovery calls I wanted to have with individuals. And so I set those goals and I realized that there's a ratio there, right? And so in order for me to get any kind of success with one or two people, I had to really amp up the amount of people I connected with. So you got to set some actionable steps, some goals. Where do you want this hobby to take you? In 2 years, if you are saying, hey, I'm going to take my love for working on cars now into something that is more than a hobby, do you want to work on 2 cars a month? Is your goal now to work on 1 car a month and, you know, have something set up for that? Number two, you've got to find support. And one thing that's interesting, because I get a chance this past week, I was in Chicago talking to this week, actually, I was in Chicago after coming back from Cabo. Man, that's rough. I came right off a vacation and went right back on the plane to do what I love to do. But I talked to a bunch of kids who were having problems or didn't understand. Let me say it that way. The power of having the right mentors in their lives. The power of community to support your dream. The power of community or a system or people around you to support the goals that you have. There's power in community. And sometimes you've got to be intentional about surrounding yourself with people that can help you turn that thing, right? Whatever that hobby is, whether it's, like I said, artwork, photography, fitness, writing, journaling, whatever it is, into something that's going to have major impact, you need support. And then finally, you need to dedicate time to becoming an expert in that area. Yeah. It's not just good. Okay. You can't set yourself apart if you're just okay. If you just see yourself as another number on the hamster wheel of cooks. As an example, if you see yourself just as, oh, I'm just another person that does fitness instruction. No, try to be the best. Know that you're the best. And hear me out. Don't just know, think, and believe it. You got to put in the work to become the best. If I want to be a better speaker, I can't just say, oh, man, I believe by faith that I'm the best speaker. And I'm lazy when it comes to studying my craft. I'm lazy when it comes to practicing. I'm lazy when it comes to research. No, you've got to put in. I mean, Michael Jordan and LeBron James and Kobe Bryant and all these great basketball players, they thought themselves to be the best. But then we hear stories later on, like, oh, man, they were in the gym at 3 o'clock. Or Kobe had his own full workout session with his personal trainer before we had practice with the team at 7 o'clock. He was drenched in sweat because he had already run through a whole 90-minute practice by himself. Oh, you want to separate yourself. There's a guy named Ben Newman who talks about the fact that I think he talks about how the weekend separates you from the rest of the pack. And the idea behind that, or the message behind that, is not so much just the weekend. It's, hey, when other people are sleeping, again, I'm not the one that says you got to be up all hours of night. But what I am saying is, when other people are taking too much time off, you should take time off. But when other people are just lounging around, wasting away their day, are you able to bounce back and say, you know what, I'm not wasting this extra time I have. Let me use this to develop my craft, to develop me, and to become better at what it is that I am doing. So let me encourage you, if you want to master your passion, if you want to take your passion from just a hobby and make it, put into motion things that will help your passion and or hobby have greater impact, you got to be ready to work. You got to be ready to put in the time, the effort, the energy that it will take to become who you already know you're going to be. So the homework that you have as we sign off today, homework that you have, so number one, figure out if you have a burning desire to turn your hobby into something greater, whether it be a side gig, a full-time, a second stream of income, whatever it is. Find out who you can tap into or who you can connect with that can help you build out a roadmap of success. Find a mentor. People underestimate the power of having a mentor. Find a mentor. You know how many people that I bump into that I have DM'd or I've emailed or I've called or written a letter who were like, man, wow, thank you for thinking enough of me to think that I have something to offer to you. Man, I'm flattered that you asked for support. I'd be more than happy to support you. You know, somebody the other week, I reached out to them for some access or information relative to this area. I'm a new author, so I don't know much about the authorship or the different elements relative to getting your book on the shelf. And so I reached out to someone and they were so taken aback that I would actually reach out to them. They said, you know what? I usually would charge, but let me go ahead and run this by you. Let me help you out for free for two different consultations. They were just like, man, wow, I'm glad you reached out. So find support and community around what you're doing and know that it's going to take you dedicating some time, some serious time to become an expert, become the best that you can be in that area. And one of the ways you can build that, you can do that, is by continuing to build, to read. In fact, that book, Atomic Habits, we're 19 episodes in, I continue to stand by the fact that this book is life-changing. The link to this book is in the show notes as well. Don't forget, gogrowglobebrand.com is where you can get a free resource relative to steps you can take to become an individual that is always going, that is always growing, and that's always glowing. There's a link also on that same site that will help you get access to my brand new ebook. And then don't forget, please don't forget, coming up, this is exclusive for you. Don't forget, coming up, my new children's book will hit the press next month. Keep your ears and eyes open relative to the release date for that. Y'all, thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for sharing. Thank you also for subscribing. Listen up. Don't forget, every single day, I want you to go, I want you to grow, and I want you to glow. Take care. See you next time. Peace.
GEICO makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. And then you'll start to wonder why everything else isn't so fast. Like, why does it take so long to do the dishes? A meal that's gone in 3 requires 45 minutes worth of dishes. Doesn't make sense. But it does make sense to get renter's insurance through GEICO. That way, that pile of dirty dishes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with GEICO.